The epistle appointed to be read for this, the feast of the Most Holy Trinity, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him that recompense should be made him? For from him and through him and unto him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world." And this is the end of the Holy Gospel. My beloved people, today is the unsearchably great gift of the feast of God, the Blessed Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And afterwards, we shall all together recite the Athanasian Creed. It is without doubt that we strive and work diligently for what things we consider to be very important, whether it be financial security, or whether it be social security, or economic security, or whatever other thing that we want, or prominence, or popularity, or the things of this world. But all of these things are considered to be important, and all of these things are considered to be things that we must indeed go after. They're important. I would not be so out of touch as to say that these things are not important, because they are. But there's one thing that above all things has importance, and it is probably the one thing that the majority of those, most of those who walk the face of the earth, pay little or no attention to, and give perhaps just passing importance by reference. And that is our faith. The most wonderful thing that could be said about anybody, it isn't that he was rich, or that he was prominent, or that he was important, or that he was a social leader. The most wonderful, the most beautiful, the most important thing that could be said about him is he has kept the faith. Nothing else matters. No matter how rich we may be, or how prominent, or how powerful, or how everything or anything we may be, comes that moment when, as we have said before, and this which we see, this thing which we speak of, is put in a box, this, prominence and wealth and whatever, all has been left behind. It doesn't even go into the box in which we are placed. All of it is scattered about the ashes of the earth. But the only thing that we can carry with us is our faith. Our faith in Almighty God. Our faith in the purpose for which we were created. And today, we should set aside our devotion, reestablish our devotion to God, and to state our faith, to state it, and to reassure Almighty God that we are willing to die for this. I have reminded us time after time after time after time that we, and any time I speak of we, you know who I'm talking about. We are we. That the only reason why we are here is because I'm sure of it. I am positive of it. There is no doubt in my mind because of it that each one of us has been touched by a special grace of God. And my beloved people, let those laugh who prefer to laugh. You are here, we are here, because of this grace. And that is that. Thursday is a feast of Corpus Christi. Before I forget, I certainly want to remind you in an ever special way to read over the assignments for next Sunday. And those of you who have jobs for next Sunday, please make every effort to be here early enough so that you can be instructed as to what to do. And let next Sunday be, as it should be, as it must be, a manifestation of that faith which we must have. That faith, that belief in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Actually, next Thursday, the feast day itself, is the solemnity of Holy Thursday night. We can't celebrate on Holy Thursday night because of the tremendous sadness and sorrow of the occasion. And so we transfer the celebration to a future day, which is this coming Thursday. The Blessed Eucharist, my beloved people, is the treasure of this earth. There is not even the earth itself, not even the universe itself, not anything that we can bring into our thoughts begins to equal just precisely the Eucharist. That little thing of nothingness which appears as nothingness to all who look is the greatest treasure of heaven and earth. It is the bread of angels and our bread. Therefore, on that day, whether we can or cannot come to Mass, Thursday, please try to set aside some portion of that day in adoration of just what we are talking about. That Almighty God, the Holy Ghost, will give us the gift of understanding of what it is that we are beholding. I have been told that a certain practice that we, most of us, understand and know about, the practice of spiritual communion, I have no earthly idea where it came from. I have no earthly idea of who's exactly directly promulgating it. But I have been told that the practice of spiritual communion is wrong and possibly even sinful, because we are presuming on something that we got no business presuming about. How vastly incorrect that is. You see, my beloved people, in time of storm, all kinds of things are blown about. And they're blown about, in this case, by people, self-proclaimed theologians, who can't even spell the name theology, but get up to speak and preach and teach. Be that as it may, and we're not here to criticize those who are unfortunate. Be that as it may, and you can quote me to anyone that needs me to be quoted to. The practice of spiritual communion is, always has been, a magnificent practice, a magnificent prayer, a magnificent custom. And you can go and make a spiritual communion countless times during the day. It has even been said that spiritual communions bother God. You can make a spiritual communion lying in bed. You can make a spiritual communion while walking, while shopping, while getting your hair fixed, anytime, any place, anywhere. The practice of spiritual communion is holy and wholesome, believe me. So I encourage you to this. I encourage you to make this, if you're not in the habit of doing so, I encourage you to do this and make a practice of, make a promise of it come Thursday. And tell the Eucharistic Lord that you will do this, that we will do this for the rest of our lives. It's short. We put the little formula right there in the bulletin today. You can memorize it in a minute. Memorize it. Nobody knows what you're doing except your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nobody needs to know what you are doing except our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now, my beloved people, if you would be so kind as to take up your bulletins, and please kneel. And we will, as is customary, recite the Athanasian Creed. Let this not be an empty ceremony, but think each thing out that is pointed out to us, things that we must believe if we are to be Catholic, things that we must be willing to die for if we are truly Catholic. So, together with me, everyone, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whosoever will be saved, before all things, it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith, which faith, except everyone do keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons, nor dividing the substance. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one. The glory equal and majesty co-eternal. Such as is the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreate, the Son uncreate, and the Holy Ghost uncreate. The Father incomprehensible, the Son incomprehensible, and the Holy Ghost incomprehensible. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. As also there are not three incomprehensibles, but for three almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord. And yet not three lords, but one Lord. For like as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord, so are we forbidden by the Catholic religion to say, there be three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made, not created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and of the Son, neither made, nor created, nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity, none is before or after other. None is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal together and co-equal, so that in all things, as is aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity. It is of said worship, he therefore that will be saved must thus think of the Trinity. Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believe rightly the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For a right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man. God, by the substance of the Father, begotten before the world, and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world, perfect God and perfect man, of a soul reasonable and human flesh subsisting, and equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, who although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ, one not by conversion of the God flesh, but by taking of the manhood into God, one altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person. For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he shall come, judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies, and shall give account for their own works. And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire. This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believe faithfully, he cannot be saved. Please remain kneeling just for a longer moment. And I will repeat just the last two or three lines. And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire. My beloved people, in so many of our lives, we have the unfortunate situation of people who do not believe as we believe, whom we can say have not been touched as we have been touched by our grace. The best we can do for these people is to pray for them. Please put aside this whole idea that by debating and by arguing and by this and by that and by the other, that we will bring them into our fold. None of this has ever worked. None of this is working, and none of this will ever work. If anything at all works, it's going to be our example. It has always been said, actions speak louder than words. If they want to believe, if it is their desire to want to believe, they shall believe. If it is their desire not to believe, they do not want to believe, then that has to be left entirely up to them and their God. And that is that. That is not a cruel attitude to take. It is sensible, and you know it. It is not for you or us to go all to pieces because this happens. We simply cannot, in these days of utter crumbling confusion, do nothing better than that about it. Now can we? Now can we? So, let us do the best we can, protect them with our prayer, go about our business, and do the best we can for ourselves and protect ourselves, that our works, our good works, will be brought to God and manifested in such time as he sees fit to look at them. There's nothing else to be done. And you know it. And I know it. Be at peace. Keep your serenity. Keep strong. And keep the faith.